Welcome to the Evolved Consciousness Podcast with Leanne Juliet, disruptive genius and catalyst for truth consciousness. This podcast is here to bring through a new wave of consciousness, a new way of perceiving the world around us, a new way of exploring consciousness as I revolutionize and shatter paradigms. A futurist, a revolutionary, a maverick misfit. This podcast is here to awaken you from your earthly slumber, to activate you as I disrupt the psyche at the very root, being the catalyst to awaken you to your highest potential and freedom. I am the glitch, the one who seeks out the cracks within the psyche and dismantles everything that isn't based in truth or authenticity. This podcast was born from my desire to bring all of my interests and teachings into one place. Consciousness, spirituality, shadow, astrology, spiritual entrepreneurship, multidimensionality, and mystical teachings. However, as with all of my work, I like to bring a cheeky little twist to all of this, a different perspective, an opening for you to see things in a new light. I do not follow the crowds. I forge my own path by merging the ancient teachings of old with newer and unparalleled ways of thinking which differs to the mainstream. My genius is that of disruption. To say the things that will provoke and create a reaction within the very depths of our psyche, within the deepest, most ingrained, stubborn shadow and soul trauma carried over from other lifetimes. The things that, for some, can be the most painful things to hear. But powerful truth is born from the pain. Hearing the things that activate us the most are the breadcrumbs for our own evolutionary journey. I am blunt, direct, disrupting and dispelling illusion and shadow to activate and expand your own higher consciousness. As a Heoka mirror, I mirror what is hidden within, triggering the shadow and the soul trauma, bringing it to the surface to be seen, heard, and alchemized into your truth, shining a light into the darkness to awaken truth and freedom. Welcome to the home of evolved consciousness, where freedom is the revolution and disruption is the currency. Hey everyone, it's Leanne Juliet here from leannejuliet.com. Welcome to this video where I really, really want to dive down the rabbit hole of multidimensionality, the multiverse, multidimensional consciousness, and just everything around that, because I feel that we're coming into a time frame now where people's mindsets are shifting, people's consciousness is shifting. We're being asked to step up into a higher vibrational consciousness anyway as the earth shifts. And one of my massive subjects that I love to geek out on, that I love to channel on, I love to just be a proper geek on, is multidimensionality. So what does that mean? What is the multiverse, basically? So the multiverse is the concept that everything exists simultaneously right now. Past, present, future is all existing right now. Time is an illusion. Time is a human construct. Time is something that humans developed in order to check the time, you know, the hours, the days, the months, the years, that kind of thing, monitoring how the sun moved across the sky, that kind of stuff. But time is still linear. Time is still a human construct. And the multiverse is the idea and the consciousness that there are multiple realities happening right now, simultaneously, lives, realities, parallel lives, existences, that kind of thing. It's all happening simultaneously. And I know that's like a complete mindfuck as well. Like when I started channeling this information, I'm really remembering my soul's origins, really tuning into who I am as a starseed, as an agent of change, a multidimensional warrior, whatever. But just like remembering those aspects, that aspect of wisdom that I have within me, and just remembering why I'm here and what my soul's here to do. It's just like all this information then just started streaming through. And something that I could never
I feel comfortable with was talking about past lives. Obviously, I understand that they exist. I'm fully in belief of reincarnation, obviously. But I always felt a bit weird talking or mentioning the words past lives, because in within me, deep within me, I was like, well, there's no such thing as past lives. It's parallel lives. We just exist in these parallel realities. So it's become more and more uncomfortable for me to say past lives. I was like, well, that's because that concept is just, again, it's an illusion. The illusion of past lives is the illusion of time being linear, that in order for one life to begin, another life must have ended, that the soul is incarnated in one body in one lifetime. Eventually that person dies, they go back to source, review the contract and everything, decide what other lifetime they want, and come back again in another life. That is linear time. Again, that is an illusion. Whereas with multidimensionality, when we're diving into that rabbit hole, multidimensionality is the fact that everything is existing right now simultaneously, that we have multiple aspects of our soul that are existing in other timelines right now, in other realities, in other aspects of Earth, that it's all happening simultaneously, that right now you could be obviously living as it is 2021, but you could be alive in 1940 and getting shipped off to Auschwitz or something. I know I've had a lifetime in Auschwitz. And it's just that concept that humans want to make things simple. And we like to understand things in a simplified way, in that something starts, it begins, and then it ends, and then another cycle starts. But really, the universe, everything is existing simultaneously. Like, there is no time up in space. There is no time. Everything is existing at the same time. So the idea of past lives to me has become more and more uncomfortable for me to discuss. Obviously, I believe in reincarnation. It exists, but not in the way that we think of it, not in the way that a soul dies or a person dies and then they reincarnate a few years later or a few months later or whatever kind of time frame it is. That's a concept that I could never really get my head around. Really, it's that we are existing simultaneously right now in other timelines. So you could have an aspect of yourself, right? I know it's a mindfuck. You could have an aspect of yourself that is living as a pharaoh in ancient Egypt right now, 4,000 years ago, whenever it was. And an aspect of yourself that is living in another country in a few years' time, which is technically the future, but it's another aspect of yourself that is happening simultaneously in this other reality. And this is what I mean by timelines when I refer to clients about different timelines and everything. Because one thing I like to say to my clients is, especially those that I'm helping with their business, is that the aspect of who we are right now, there are other aspects of ourselves that are happening. And this could relate to relationships as well, family, whatever. But there are other aspects of ourselves that are happening right now that already have what it is that we're desiring right now. So I, as a visionary, I see the bigger perspective for people. I tap into that. I'm very clairvoyant. So I see that bigger vision for people. But the vision that we have, yes, it's your vision for a reason. And I like to use this analogy, but I don't have a desire or a vision to be a fighter jet pilot. Never have done, never will do. It's not part of my soul's journey. in this lifetime. It's not something that ever enters my consciousness to dream of being a fighter jet pilot, although it would be pretty cool. But that's because that's not my vision. My vision is something totally, totally, totally different to that. And the reason being that the vision we have and the desires we have is because an aspect of us is already living that life. Like, get your head around that. That there's an aspect of you right now that is maybe dreaming of the perfect relationship. Maybe you want to get married, have kids or whatever. Or maybe you see yourself as like a multi-million dollar business running an empire. Or maybe you see yourself as a real celebrated artist, singer, songwriter, anything like that. Or maybe you desire to be the parent that you never had, and you desire to be that parent to your children that you don't have right now. But based on the experiences of your childhood, you really want to make things right with your future children. So whatever it is that you're desiring is in your mind as your vision and as your desires, because that aspect of you is already existing right now. Like, I know that's a mindfuck to get your head around. That aspect of you is already living that right now, which is why you're able to get that vision, which is why you're able to see it so clearly in your mind. Because part of you, part of your soul, maybe a soul fragment, whatever you want to call it, fractal, whatever, but there's an aspect of your consciousness that is living that life right now in another timeline, another reality, another timeline, but is living in that reality right now, which is why the desires that you have, when they're like, I really hope my video is okay. It keeps freezing as I'm doing this. I know it's because like I'm channeling a lot, and when I do that, I get a lot of interference with my videos, so I hope that it actually plays back okay. But there's a reason why when I get excited about things, I know like spirit get excited as well, and like starts interfering with my videos. There's a reason why you have that vision and that desire, especially like, I'm not talking like egocentric desires, like, yes, I want to win the lottery, or I want to be famous, just to be famous, or whatever people think of that as coming from ego. The desires have to be coming from your heart, because your heart is connected to your soul. It's your soul's desires, your heart desires. So it's whatever is coming from your heart that you truly desire, your heart's desires. That is an aspect of your consciousness that is existing right now in another timeline, in another reality, simultaneously to this one. If you think of timelines like train lines, so like they're running concurrently together, but at some point one will go around a corner, or it'll have a signal that stops you, or you have to like move over onto the next one. You know, when the signal comes down, it moves you over. So they're running concurrently right now. But the desires that you have, when they're coming from your heart, coming from your soul, because you're tapping into that other aspect of consciousness that is existing right now. So when people say to themselves things like, that could never happen for me, I could never have that, I could never have the kind of family that I desire, or the kind of business that I desire, or the kind of relationship that just like lights my soul up, or just the freedom to be me and speak my truth and just exist as I want to be, I could never have that. It seems too difficult to have, but it's what I really desire. It's what you really desire, because there's an aspect of your consciousness that already has that. That is in some parallel lifetime, some parallel reality, on some parallel train lines, some timelines, that is running concurrently to this one. And I know it's like, it sounds like a complete mindfuck and everything. And I love this subject. Like, this is multidimensionality is one of my favorite things to geek out on and talk about. I absolutely love it. And that's the thing. It's like, whatever your vision is for your life is your vision for a reason, because it's already happening. And I said this to my client recently. We're talking about her business. And obviously I see the bigger picture for those that I work with. I see beyond the illusion. I see beyond the constructs of time. I tune into that, that, that other reality. I can see the other aspects of them and other aspects of their consciousness. And we're talking about her business recently and how she's been holding herself back really. And I was like, we know that you're here to run a multi-million dollar empire. We know that. I know that, you know that. And she's like, yeah, I know. I was like, so what is million dollar you doing right now? How is she showing up? How is she acting? My video is going to be really funny, so I know that I've got spirit with me because it goes really, really funny. I don't know if it's going to be like that on the replay and everything. Hopefully not, but it is pretty funny when it happens. I was like, so what's she doing? What's Million Dollar You doing? How's she showing up? What kind of offers is she putting out there? What kind of clients is she working with? What does her life look like? Can you feel that energy? Can you feel that vision? She's like, yeah, I can. I get glimpses of it myself. I'm like, that's because she's already got that. She's already crushing it with her empire. And she's like, she's got a $1 million business at the moment. She's crushing it. She's going to 10 million. She's going to have, $100 million business, whatever. Like, she's crushing it. She's already doing that right now. And so that version, that aspect of her consciousness is coming back to you. And she's like, yeah, I get that. I get that. I was like, so tap into her. Because she's already existing right now. And it's the same for anything. Like, if it comes to a relationship and maybe you're fed up of like dating idiots or having people ghost you or just not meeting the right person or just not finding that anyone's like really out there for you and the kind of person that you really desire. First of all, you need to get clear on your desires as to who you actually really want to be, because otherwise you might just get the universe sending anybody to you. You want to date a man, they'll just send any man to you. Want to date a woman, they'll send any woman to you. So first of all, get clear on your desires. But the fact that you have those desires in your mind as to who you really want to be with, and when you get clear on it, and I'm not talking about like looks or whatever in terms of that, but more about the kind of feeling that you get from being with somebody. Like, do you have the same tastes? What do you love about them? Are you attracted to them? That kind of thing. But it's the fact that you have the vision for that person shows not just that that person exists already, but that there's an aspect of your consciousness that is living a life at the moment, a reality at the moment with that person, which is why you're seeing them so clearly in your mind, which is why you're feeling those desires, because you're feeling a pull to that aspect of your consciousness that is living that life right now. And this works for anything, whether it's like your job, your business, relationships, children, all aspects of your life, like what you want in your life, how you want to live the rest of your life. It's all there when you tune into the desires and the vision that you have, is you tuning into the multidimensional aspect of your consciousness that is existing right now in another reality, another parallel earth, if you want to say that, another timeline, another existence. It's already there. And it might not actually be. Okay, so what I'm hearing now and what I'm seeing now is that I love channeling on this. It's fucking awesome. I absolutely love it. It's like my favorite thing to geek out on. What I'm seeing now and hearing now is that it might not actually be an aspect of you as you are now. If your name's John Smith and John Smith is thinking of what John Smith wants, it might not be an aspect of John Smith's life that is running in this parallel life, in this parallel timeline at the moment. It might be an aspect of John Smith's consciousness, the soul. So the soul is fragmented. It might be an aspect of the soul that is not living as John Smith, because John Smith is in this timeline and John Smith wants this. He wants this kind of business or this kind of relationship or this kind of life, this kind of house, whatever. But it could be an aspect of John Smith's soul's consciousness that is living as Mary Wright. I know I've got crap name examples. Mary Wright, who has exactly what John Smith wants. And the reason why John Smith wants this is because Mary is living that right now. And Mary is an aspect of John's soul's consciousness. So they're two aspects of the same consciousness that are living simultaneously in parallel lives, parallel realities. And so the reason why John wants this is because John is tapping into what Mary has. And Mary has already achieved it, which is why John is able to tap into that energy and that level of consciousness, because Mary already has it. I hope this is making sense to you, because it just blows my mind. So whatever it is that you're desiring, however it is that you really see your life panning out, whatever it is that you really want to achieve in your life, the vision that you have is there for a reason, because the vision is coming from your desires. The desires are coming from your heart. Your heart is connected to your soul. Soul is connected to a higher consciousness, which is connected into the multiverse. So the reason why you're having those desires is because it's part of your vision and is an aspect of you right now that has what it is that you desire and what it is that you see for your life. It might not necessarily be desires. Obviously, the vision that we have is what we want and what we desire. But it's also just the vision that we have, like the example I used at the beginning. I have no desire to be a fighter jet pilot, even though it would be pretty fucking cool to do that. I have no desire for it because right now there's no aspect of me, of my consciousness, that is living as a fighter jet pilot. So it doesn't even enter my consciousness, although I do use it as an example all the time, but there's no desire there because it's not part of my vision. It's not part of my consciousness. So there's no aspect of me that is living that life at the moment. However, I do have aspects of me that I know, yeah, I'm connected to ancient Egypt. I'm connected to Lemuria, to Atlantis. I've got starseed origins. I know I come from like certain different star systems and everything. I've traveled there with like astral traveling and everything, which was pretty cool. I've traveled to ancient Egypt during my astral travels. I've traveled to Lemuria. I've traveled up into the galaxies and everything. So there's aspects of me right now that are living, breathing aspects of ancient Egypt. As we're thinking of ancient Egypt as being an ancient time that was like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, like thousands of years ago, when actually it's still existing because the energy is still there. So even though we as humans, we box things off and say, well, that was however many thousands of years ago. Jesus was around 2,000 years ago. Jesus still exists in another parallel universe. It still exists. So it all still exists. Everything, like nothing ends, really. And I know that sounds like a complete mind. This is what I love about multidimensionality, is that everything that we see around us now, on Earth as it is now, in 2021 as I record this, it's an illusion. It's just part of the game. It's just part of the reality. If you think of us being in some kind of, well, we are in a matrix, obviously, like 3D matrix. But if you think of us being in some kind of, video game or something like that, everything is existing right now. Like you can hop, if you think of like video games, you can hop into different levels anytime. You can go back, you can go forward, you can go sideways, leftward, whatever, diagonally, whatever. You can jump into different levels. It's all existing at the same time. My video is going really funny right now, and I'd love to see the playback, see if it's like, maybe you just think I'm weird or whatever. And it's like, oh, actually, no, Leanne, it's not. It's not actually going weird on playback, but it is as I'm recording it. It keeps freezing because I know I'm channeling loads right now, and when I've got channeling spirit with me and everything, it just goes really, really funny on videos. It's like the energy is like really heightened. But if you think of like a video game, say you're playing, let's say you're playing Mario Brothers. I love Mario Brothers. You play Mario Brothers. You go onto the main menu of the game, Mario Brothers. And you see all the world is there. That's the universe as it is right now, with all the star systems, the galaxies, the planets and everything. And you think, well, I'm going to start at level one. But I can actually unlock level two, level three, level four, etc. But if I get bored of that level, maybe I'm on level five and I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to beat the big bad monster at the end of it. I just want to have fun today. And I know that I can unlock level two because I've done it before. So I'm going to go back to level two. That's a reality that we live in, that you can move through time, time being an illusion. You can move through time as, and you know, travel through space and time and go to different aspects of your consciousness that are already existing in other realities right now, in other aspects of Earth right now, because it all still exists. This video is really funny, really funny. It all still exists. It all still exists. So you can choose to access the part of your consciousness that was around in the Mayan times, the part of your consciousness that was around in the ancient Egypt times, the part of your consciousness that lives in a glass bubble up in the skies in 2,000 years time or whatever, if your sun hasn't blown up by then. But see what I mean? Like, you can time hop and you can tune into this aspect of you anytime. This is multidimensionality, that everything exists and everything is running concurrently, simultaneously, that we are not constricted by time. We're only constricted by our minds and what our mind can conceive and believe in everything. And when you allow yourself the freedom to just not put rules into your life, and that whatever it is that you truly desire, whatever it is that you truly have a vision for, is already running in another aspect of you, whether it's another aspect of you as your current consciousness right now, if you call John Smith, it's John Smith's current consciousness, or another aspect of your soul's consciousness that is existing as a different named person, Mary Wright, as we said. You can tune into that anytime and you can call forth that consciousness and get insights. Like, I do it with my business. I'm like, okay, what is future me, the me that has this kind of business? What is she doing right now? What is she talking about? How is she showing up? I do this for myself. And I hear what she's doing. I'm like, cool, thank you, crack on. And I go about my day doing what it is that I've just channeled from that aspect of my consciousness. And so it's something that you can really play with, especially if you believe in the concept of past lives, but maybe it doesn't sit right with you because you're like, well, we're all multidimensional. Or maybe you don't believe in concepts of past lives and this is like a complete mindfuck for you to listen to. Because past lives don't end. They run simultaneously. Like, I've seen in dreams, obviously I'm very clairvoyant, so I have a lot of vivid dreams. I travel a lot in the dream world. I go astral traveling as well during, like, you know, waking time and everything. I remember seeing an aspect of myself that was some kind of like oil or gold, what do you call it, mogul, whatever you call it, like somebody who's made a lot of money through oil or gold. And it was a guy who, he had one of these kind of like, you know, those long like handlebar moustaches that like come down like that. And in his like 50s, maybe 60s. And he was wearing the kind of clothes that didn't, it could have been like the 1800s, but it could have also been like the 1940s, 1950s or something like that, like the type of clothes that he was wearing. I thought it's really cool that I just saw him. I don't know, obviously, his name or anything, but I know that it was an aspect of me. And so he was already existing as this part of my consciousness. And I've seen visions of, again, during astral traveling, of like wartime, like I'm talking like the 30s, 1930s, 1940s, if you want to give it a timestamp, of Germany, when I was in Germany. I mean, I was born in 1980, so me as I am now was not around then, but it was a part of my consciousness, that is. And I remember seeing like this big bomb blast going off, and it felt really real to me. Like, I know when I'm seeing parallel lives or other aspects of myself and my existence because it feels really real and really vivid. I was like, that's really cool. Like, that was in my 40s. Like, that was an aspect of me. But then I've seen other things. So I'm like, I know I'm going back and forth with like past lives now, parallel lives, but that's what I wanted to get into your mind, is that everything is possible. And every simultaneously. And that you can tune into, we can tune into that level of consciousness right now, because it is available to us. People are waking up to the fact that there is a higher consciousness there, that we aren't just the only beings in the universe. That's just complete bullshit anyway. That there's aspects of us right now that are existing simultaneously. And if you can understand that and take the logicalness out of your mind to just expand your consciousness in a way that you just like anything is possible, then you can literally blow your mind and your experiences in your life by tuning into those aspects of yourself. Maybe you're a king in ancient Egypt. Maybe you're a king or a queen in, I don't know, the medieval period, to put a time frame on it. Maybe you were King Arthur or Sir Lancelot or something like the knight or something like that. And you have your desire to run a really successful business, just like a king. King kind of had a business. So it's tuning into that level of consciousness as to who you were then, but actually who you are now, because time is linear. So there is no past, no present, no future. It all just exists in the now. Everything is existing, which is why also when I talk about shadow work to people, shadow work doesn't actually work when you're trying to work on the shadow of this life. The shadow work is, and I know this is for another video anyway, the shadow work is actually, you have to look at all aspects of yourself. You have to look at the karmic energy within your soul, within your energetic field, within your consciousness. Because the souls, we carry a certain energetic signature. There's a certain repetition of who we are at a soul level, that the truth level, at the truth, you know, the level of truth consciousness that exists within us. So in order to truly do shadow work, and this is what I teach, is to understand yourself as multidimensional being with a multidimensional consciousness, with this energetic signature that is about you, and you're here to evolve with that energetic signature and evolve through that, not just what is my past life, because the past life, A, isn't a past life because it's running concurrently, simultaneously in another aspect of your consciousness right now, but also it's that energy never ended. Like when you tune into who you are, when you tune into your consciousness, when you tune into the energetic signature of who you are, you can heal those aspects of yourself that are running in maybe in another lifetime. Maybe you experienced extreme poverty in the 1800s, again, to put a time frame on it. Maybe you know, in Victorian times where you had maybe a little orphan, you had no money or whatever, you're really, really hungry and you just like experience extreme poverty. So by, and maybe you're experiencing some level of that energy in this lifetime, because remember, we are all just energy. Energy is energy. So maybe you're experiencing some level of that in this lifetime where you're struggling with money, or maybe food is always an issue for you. You can heal that aspect of you that is living in the 1800s right now by healing that aspect of who you are in this avatar of who you are, and really just shifting the energy around that to shift your circumstances, to change your circumstances. Because when you change your circumstances in this lifetime, in this reality, in this avatar of who you are right now, then it can shift the circumstances in the other aspects of you. This is like quantum healing, really, multidimensional healing. I know this is for another video anyway, so I'm going off on a few tangents. But this is what I love to geek out on, multidimensionality. So I'd love to know, like, your comments on the video. I know I've jumped from a few things to a few things, but that's how I work. Like, what do you think about multidimensionality? What do you think about the multiverse? Have you experienced past lives? Have you experienced parallel lives? Have you experienced astral traveling? What have you seen? Like, let me know in the comments. And I'm going to explore this more on the channel and also on my podcast, Evolved Consciousness, as well, because it's something that I feel that humanity is really ready to understand now. Humanity is really ready to explore this aspect of ourselves instead of thinking that we are the only beings on the, you know, in the solar system. It's complete bullshit. But to really, we're really ready to understand this because we're at a point in time, and I said this at the beginning of 2020 when the whole pandemic issue started, that everything that was coming up was collective shadow. It was humanity's shadow that was coming up for healing. It's a lot of karma that needed to come up in order for humanity to evolve. Like, we've been a more advanced species before. Think of ancient Egypt, think of Lemuria, Atlantis and everything. But something happened, and obviously we came back to this level of consciousness, which we're evolving through now. And it's time for people to really wake up to the fact that we are multidimensional beings. We do have access to higher wisdom, to higher consciousness. We are all connected to source via one energy. We are all just one. And it's time for humanity to understand that and to shift our consciousness, which is why 2020 needed to happen, because it was a massive red pill moment for those that have watched The Matrix. It was a massive red pill moment for a lot of people to really wake up to the fact that we are in this reality of enslavement, in this patriarchal reality of enslavement, where people are enslaved to their jobs, they're enslaved to their minds, they're enslaved to their bodies, to their families, to everything. And it's time for humanity to break free from that in order for us to evolve as a species, in order for us to evolve as a planet as well. It's time for humanity to really understand that. And that's why I'm really being called right now to really start opening up about multidimensionality and what I understand about it and what I channel about it. Aside from the fact that I love to geek out on it, it just makes sense, even though it is a mind fuck. It just makes sense that we are not just one being right now, that we have multiple aspects of ourselves running concurrently, and that we can tap into and tune into that level of consciousness that has what it is that we desire in this current moment. And we can pull that, we can actualize it, we can pull that from that version into this version by tuning into that consciousness. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for watching. Again, let me know in the comments, like, how has the video talked to you, what it is that you understand about multidimensionality, what else you'd like for me to explore on this subject as well, experiences with past lives or astral traveling, whatever. Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll chat to you all soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. My aim, as always, is to expand your mind, your vision, and to activate something deeper within you, to set you free, to elevate consciousness. If you love my content, then subscribe to my podcast for more activations. You can also leave a review over at iTunes. To connect with me further, go to leannejuliet.com. Or check out the links in the show notes to my other social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you on the next episode.